USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 100 people have died from the tornadoes which tore through parts of the Midwest and South on Friday night. Kentucky especially hard hit. The governor, Andy Beshear, says entire towns are gone and over 1,000 homes have likely been turned into rubble. President Biden is promising to provide whatever is needed, and the FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
what I've seen as an emergency manager is that many people will stay with friends and family, but we know that not everybody has a place to go.
President Biden is planning to visit some of the impacted states over the next few days. The U.S. marking 800,000 deaths from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, with that calculation coming from Reuters on Sunday. About 450,000 of those deaths have come in 2021. And this is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Continued concerns regarding the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, which is spreading quickly, but which health experts say doesn't seem to be any worse than some other strains of the virus. Health experts are still working to learn more about it. In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH and of the White House COVID-19 team says on ABC's This Week, he believes it's still very important to get vaccinated and to also get the booster shots.
Well, I certainly think, George, it's the optimal care. I mean, for official requirements, it's still two shots of the mRNA and one shot of the J&J for the official determination of what's required or not. But I think if you look at the data, the more and more it becomes clear that if you want to be optimally protected, you really should get a booster.
Again, he was speaking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week. The Denver Broncos honoring former wide receiver Demaryius Thomas as the Broncos lined up with a 10-man formation on their first play of their Sunday game against Detroit to pay tribute to Thomas, who was found dead a few days ago at his home in Georgia. Police say preliminary reports suggest the 33-year-old died from a medical issue. Thomas had just retired from the NFL in June after 10 seasons, playing 8-plus of those years in Denver. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.